Hello and welcome to Nutrition 411, the podcast, a special podcast series led by registered dietitian and nutritionist Lisa Jones. The views of the speakers are their own and do not reflect the views of their respective institutions or consultant 360.
Hello and welcome to Nutrition 411, the podcast where we communicate the information that you need to know now about the science, psychology, and strategies behind the practice of dietetics. Today's podcast is part of a series of short episodes featuring Q&A with Julie Feldman. Julie Feldman is a registered dietitian nutritionist, nationally recognized nutrition expert, consultant, counselor, speaker, spokesperson, author, and owner and founder of Thrive Nutrition and Wellness, LLC, specializing in trauma-informed nutrition counseling for teens and adults. Julie is from West Bloomfield, Michigan. Hi, Julie, and welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
In our most recent episode, we talked about exploring key topics in dietetics. And Julie, if you had to sum up that conversation in one or two sentences, what would you say would be the key takeaways from that conversation?
I think the key takeaway is that I want the emerging topic in dietetics to be understanding the psychological pieces of how we create nutrition change for our patients and understanding the role that trauma plays in that process.
That was extremely well said. Thank you, Julie. All right, let's talk about practical insights today. And if you had to discuss the role of empathy and active listening, because I'm sure that both of these things come up when you're working with your patients, but sure. The role of empathy and active listening and implementing nutrition strategies for trauma survivors. Let's have a little discussion on that. And then I'll ask you the second part to that question.
Okay, sounds good. Well, obviously, empathy and active listening are critical in my mind in delivering any type of care. I feel like this is a skill that I have evolved in working for a long time. I think it's something that's really challenging if you're new to the field of nutrition, because it can be nerve-wracking to walk into a session or to start meeting with a patient or a client. Like, oh my God, am I going to know what to say? Or I remember when I first started, I felt like I had to have an agenda. You know, I had to have 27 different handouts printed for each session. And I had to have like, I'm going to spend 5 minutes doing this and like all of these things. And with experience, I realized, number one, this meeting is not about me. And number two, what my agenda is could look really different from what the client's, you know, hopes are, what their agenda is when they're coming in, even if I know them really well, like even if this is our fourth session or whatnot, we don't know what goes on in people's lives. And so I think the role of, for sure, active listening, and I know I alluded to this in another interview that we had, but whatever the client is talking about is interesting. It has the opportunity to give you insight about who they are and, you know, what they're all about. I can tell you this morning I've had 11. I had three clients already today. If I had to give a percentage to how much time I spent actually talking about nutrition, I would guess on average, I probably spent maybe 40% of those 3 hours talking about actual food, grocery shopping, meal prepping, stuff like that. And the other time was spent, my first client, we talked a lot about his volunteer work. He spent a day in our Capitol not too long ago doing a ton of work for the American Cancer Society. I spent time talking about a really stressful situation at one of my clients' jobs. And the reason why this is important is because if those issues do not get talked about, if those people do not get validated for the things that are going well, if they don't feel heard about the things that are really challenging, you know what they're going to do? They're going to use food to fill those spaces. We're going to use food to make them feel better, to make them, to congratulate themselves, to celebrate, to soothe, all of those things. So if I can help somebody process through something and help them to create space for whatever it is that they're experiencing, the likelihood that they're going to then use food in the same ways is so dramatically different.
You actually just answered the second part of the question, which is how do these skills impact counseling outcomes? Because you said they use foods to fill those spaces. So yeah. Thank you for answering the question I didn't ask yet already.
Think about what hunger is. Hunger is an emptiness. And we pretty much get trained really, really, really young that we fill those voids with food. It's just the first coping skill that we have access to. But we can be hungry for someone to tell us that they're proud of us. We can be hungry for a nap. We can be hungry for intimacy. We can be hungry for validation on a lot of different levels. Empathy. I think a lot of times we're hungry for empathy. In fact, I started doing something with my own teenagers when I have two daughters in college. And when they text me, I'll ask, vent or help. Like, are you just venting to me or do you want my input? You know, because sometimes I'll write back and they'll be like, you don't understand, you know, that's not helpful. So I just ask right out of the gate, like, what do you need from me in this moment? Like, I can be here just for you to vent to. Obviously, I'm a safe person for that. Or, you know, and I did this last night with one of my kids, like, vent or help. Okay.
Yes.
And you know what? We ordered an actual paper planner for her last night on Amazon. And before I got on our call today, it already arrived there. So, you know, that was helpful, but I needed to listen to her. I needed to understand what she needed. And I think we get to do that in our client interactions too.
Oh, I love that. What a great note to end on. And I'm going to write that vent or help and put it behind my computer so I can see it. That is so perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing all of your insights with us today, Julie, and being on the show. And we'll put everything in the show notes. And thank you for listening. And please tune in again and share your comments and feedback on our sites. Have a great day and enjoy a healthier lifestyle with the 4-in-1 in mind.
Thanks so much.
For more nutrition content, visit consultant360.com.